The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First to the news that €500 million raised by fuel taxes for climate projects still has not been spent. Financial statements from the Climate Action Fund show that 70% of the money raised through the fuel levy in the past 5 years is still sitting in the bank. This is the 2 cent levy that the government was forced to reduce in March as part of the package to control fuel prices. So what should happen with it and why is it not being spent? I'm joined firstly by Aisling Maloney, who reports on this with the Irish Independent. Aisling is political reporter with the Indo. Good morning to you, Aisling.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell me about this money. How much is sitting there and where has it come from?
So people will be aware, or maybe they're not aware, that on every litre of petrol that you buy, 2 cent goes to the National Oil Reserve Agency. Now, that agency takes that money in and the vast majority of that levy goes to the Climate Action Fund. This is happening since 2020. A change in the law meant that they put most of that 2 cent levy into the Climate Action Fund to fund climate action measures like solar panels on top of school buildings or electric vehicle chargers and electric vehicle charging infrastructure around the country, initiatives like that. So they've collected over €500 million in that levy in the last since 2020 and up to 2024. And analysis that we did on the financial statements shows that the Climate Action Fund had €278 million sitting in its bank account at the end of 2024. So basically the Climate Action Fund every year from 2020 to 2024, it was in surplus. So they didn't spend all the money that came in, and there was money left sitting in the account, which has accumulated to the level of €278 million at the end of 2024. Now, they're the latest financial statements we're able to get access to. The 2025 statement for the fund hasn't yet been published. So that means that that's €278 million. But that's also combined with the story that we had in the Irish Independent recently as well, that the carbon tax, so this is another tax you're paying on fuel, that was supposed to be ring-fenced for climate action measures. But we learned recently that €250 million of that, so another €500 million, or another €250 million, which makes it all €500 million, has not been spent and it went back to the Exchequer. And so we see there the taxes that we are being told we're paying to fund climate action measures, half of it went back to the Exchequer and half has been sitting there unspent.
That's a really crucial point, because the government has been banging that drum now on carbon tax from the get-go, that this money is ring-fenced for climate action projects. But what you're telling us is that when it's not spent, it goes back into the big pot.
Exactly. So with the carbon tax, what happened between 2020 and 2023, there was around €258 million that wasn't spent and they put it back into the Exchequer. And this story I have today is about combining that with the Climate Action Fund, which has been left sitting in a bank account. Now, the government are saying that they've committed to funding climate action projects with some of the money in the Climate Action Fund to the tune of about €200 million going forward. But the money is still in the bank account at the end of 2024. So you might have allocated it, but nothing has been administered. And you're talking about 4 years where money was accumulating and nothing was, or a large portion of it, should I say, was not being administered to schemes and pushed out to help fund climate action measures. Now, the government are saying, and as I said, I can't see the 2025 financial statements, but the department in a statement told me that 2025 was the first year that the fund was in deficit, so i.e. they spent all of the money that came in that year, and they said that this is part of a multi-annual project. But I think people who have been paying these taxes on their fuel over the last number of years, I suppose in good faith that they were going to climate action measures, may be disappointed to hear that they're either being put back into the government Exchequer fund overall, or they're sitting there waiting to be administered and not yet spent.
Yeah, but we can't get it together to spend it on what it's supposed to be spent on. Pa Daly is with me as well, Sinn Féin TD and environment spokesperson. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Claire.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, well, first of all, well done to Aisling on a very good story. With the background, of course, to this is that Europe is warming twice as fast, we saw in a report this week, as other parts of the world, as the global average. And we've seen the climate crisis is here and it's now, and we see that in flooding and we see that in the crisis in biodiversity. We already knew just following on from what Aisling says, that a report from the Controller and Auditor General, that only 61% of the carbon taxes was actually ring-fenced, and there is no central tracking system. So it's about whether the government is actually managing the money that is coming in a proper way and in a fair way. And we already knew about the no central tracking system, but now 70% from Aisling's story of the money raised has been left sitting there. So we have been saying in Sinn Féin for many years that carbon taxes do not work simply as a behavioural test unless there is realistic, affordable and alternative heating for people. And many people in rural, in low-income earners, renters, they don't have that choice to transition over.
You started by outlining the problems with climate change, but yet Sinn Féin want to scrap carbon tax altogether rather than coming on today and saying, well, we're collecting this tax, let's spend it the way it is supposed to be spent.
Yeah, well, see, the problem with carbon taxes is, first of all, it raises living costs, it deepens inequality and it punishes people, and it generates revenue without delivering proper alternatives for people. And then resentment builds up in some people who can't afford, people who are locked out of the transition because they can't get into it. But no, so what we do need is, we do need more targeted retrofitting, because you see from the reports from the SRI that retrofitting heat pumps is a fraction of the targets that it should have been by 2024.
I'm just trying to get a handle on your position, because the Sinn Féin position isn't it that the carbon tax should be scrapped altogether, but you seem to be suggesting that if we are going to pay the carbon tax, it needs to be spent wisely.
Well, what we have said, Claire, in the for an example, recently and coming up to budget, the last budget in October, is that there shouldn't be any more increases in the carbon tax because it isn't working, and because now our argument is even made stronger by the fact of the mismanagement of the money that is coming in. If the money is being targeted in a proper way, if it is like, for example, there is a wealth transfer going on, Claire, in relation to EV cars, for example, one third of the money is being spent on cars that are worth €55,000 or more. That's not fair. Offshore wind, we're way behind on our targets. Onshore wind, there's no guidelines. We're waiting from the last 15 years. Battery storage isn't there in any appreciable extent. And energy cloud, where you can take money and give it to poorer households who are struggling, because it's all linked to the cost of living crisis, that hasn't been developed in a proper way at all. So the money that is coming in, it should be used in a more fairer way and a more targeted way to people.
Oisín
rural areas.
Oisín Coughlan is on the line as well, a public policy advisor on matters related to the environment. Oisín, good morning to you. I mean, you can understand people reading this and hearing Aisling's report this morning that they would begin to lose faith in the Climate Action Fund and in carbon tax and in the amount of money that's going from the NORA levy into the Climate Action Fund if it's not being spent at all in some cases.
Yeah, so I mean, firstly, I'd agree with Pat that it's great reporting by Aisling. It's a real public service. It is deeply frustrating that at a time of both a climate emergency and an energy price emergency and a cost of living crisis that the government has piles of money in various climate funds that it's not spending, when there are lots and lots of things that it could be spending it on that it's, for some reason, it can't get its bureaucratic act together to spend. I absolutely share everybody's real frustration with that. I do think it's worth getting the taxes part in perspective, albeit I want to come on and see how we get past that. So the NORA levy is 2 cents per litre of diesel or petrol. So as you know, the price of those fuels have gone up by like 30, 40 cents since the Iran
attack. But it's all significant.
Happened.
It is all significant.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. But the other thing to say is that the NORA levy has now been decreased. So that's just to get the sense of it, and equally with the carbon tax that before the US and Israeli strikes on Iran, the carbon tax is 16 cents on a litre of fuel, and the ordinary excise was 54 cents. So the ordinary excise way dwarfs the carbon tax. I say that because they tend to get conflated, particularly by people, not PA, but by people who want to distract from climate action altogether. They tend to conflate it all together. Now, and the excise has been reduced by 30 cents. So the reduction in tax on our fuels has been twice as much as the entire carbon tax over the last few weeks. That's not to take away from the frustration, though, because what's really annoying here is that the government is 6 months behind now, or 5 months behind, on having their climate action plan, the first one that they've produced themselves as this government. They're 6 months behind at a time when everyone sees more than ever how urgent it is to get off fossil fuels, because this is what's causing this crisis. They're dragging their fields on their plan, and now it transpires they even have like stacks of money that they could be using to spend money to help us get off fossil fuels. So they've allocated 750 million to reduce the prices of fossil fuels for some of those hardest hit, those who scream loudest. Not everybody. I agree with Pat. We should be doing more for those most in need. But where's the plan to help us get off fossil fuels? And now, particularly when they have the money to help us do it, that's what's really frustrating.
Yeah, and I feel as well that people who believed and accepted that the money was being ring-fenced, the carbon tax was being ring-fenced, will be really shocked at this news that the money is not being ring-fenced, that if it's not spent, it goes into the general exchequer. And I accept, Pa, what you said there, that we were aware of this and that we did hear that it was around 61% that was going into climate action projects. But to hear that it just all gets dumped into the big pot of exchequer spending, that's not what we were told the carbon tax was for, Oisin.
No, I agree. And so very roughly speaking, the carbon tax raises, or the increases since 2020, raise about €1 billion a year. So using the rough figures we have there, 60% of that is 600 million. That is, they're allocating it all to retrofitting to social welfare supports for those who need energy price supports and for farming schemes. They're allocating it all, but as Pa said on the Controller reported, they're not spending it all. They're only spending less than 2/3. So that is, again, deeply frustrating. That sounds like between 100 million or more, maybe a year, in the Climate Action Fund and 400 million in the carbon taxes, that there's about 500 million that could be getting spent on climate action that isn't. Now, it's not being misappropriated or anything. It may end up paying for education that's overspending or whatever. So it's not being misappropriated, mm-hmm. but it's frustrating. And we do need a broad tax base, but carbon tax is supposed to serve a particular purpose, and it's not being fully used for that.
Okay.
And that makes it very hard for those of us who are saying it could have a role to play to defend it. But I would be saying this, I think the call to government is show us your plan to get us off fossil fuels, because the government's own programme for government says they're going to have decisive action to radically reduce our reliance on imported expensive fossil fuels. That's what they wrote in January of last year. Very prescient, but they haven't followed up. So where's the plan? And then for other parties as well, how are you going to fund it? And to be honest, mm-hmm. I don't care whether they fund it through wealth tax, carbon tax, income tax, VAT, but I want to know how they're going to fund it, and I want to know how we're going to get a fair, fast and funded transition away from fossil fuels. Ireland just, by the way, volunteered to co-host an international conference this time next year on the transition away from fossil fuels, along with Colombia and Tuvalu and the Netherlands, kind of parallel to the UN process on climate, specifically on transitioning away from fossil fuels. So we have no credibility to do that if we can't show our own plan and show our own funding, how that's going to be in order. And okay. That's where the failure is now.
Interesting. And I accept that people are busy in the mornings, but we made a lot of phone calls this morning to government TDs to come and explain what they understand or defend what has happened and what Aisling has reported. And we didn't find anybody. People may be busy doing other things, but we don't have somebody on air from government telling us what should happen with carbon tax. Lots of messages coming in on this. A listener says it's absolutely shocking. How dare they? So many places to use that money in our environmentally crippled country. Polluted water, depleted soils, biodiversity being smothered, our native forests almost disappeared. Shame on the government. Pa Daly, what should happen in light of this news, do you think?
Well, first of all, there should be a realistic and affordable alternative, and there should be a plan. And the problem is there doesn't seem to be any plan from government. And I agree with what Oisin said, that the money may be going to healthcare or maybe housing, but it's also going as a tax break maybe to developers, a billion, which was given to develop houses which are apartments which are already being constructed. So the government needs to have a plan. It seems that it's going from budget to budget without a long-term plan, and that is why the retrofitting the EV targets, the EV infrastructure, the heat pumps are way, way behind where we should
we have to address.
Yeah,
unless you're part of the Warmer Homes scheme and you get the retrofit that way, or you're eligible for that, you have to spend money in order to avail of those grants. And there are so many people who just can't do that. They can't afford to do it and they're not in a position to borrow money. Aisling, will you remind us again, you put all this to the department and they said, don't worry, we're getting on track now. We're finding ways to spend this money now and you'll see a difference in the 2025 figures. Is that more or less
exactly
what you said?
Yeah, so in that essence, I suppose that basically the 2025 was the first year that the Climate Action Fund's operation, in which expenditure from the Climate Action Fund exceeded its income. And as I'm reporting, between 2020 and 2024, they weren't spending all the income, they were leaving a surplus. Mm-hmm. So they are saying that this reflects the multi-annual life cycle of projects supported by the Climate Action Fund. And in previous years, where the Climate Action Fund exceeded expenditure, the surplus was retained in the fund's account in anticipation of future multi-annual expenditure commitments. And they're saying that projects that they're going to fund have now started to reach a level of maturity where delivery and drawdowns are accelerating, drawing on the balance that has built up.
Okay, well, we will see, and that will be borne out in time. In the meantime, Aisling Maloney, thank you very much for joining us. Pat Daly from Sinn Féin and Oisín Coughlan.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.